Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Andrew P. Johnson was born in Sitka on May 31, 1898, to Peter and Bessie Johnson. During his life here, he served the community as a minister, teacher, and officer in Native organizations. On a broader stage, Johnson was one of Alaska's most distinguished Tlingit scholars, a Kiksadi, child of the Kagwantan, and a member of the Clay House. He could trace his family heritage back before the Russian encounter. Although he was orphaned when he was just 13 years old, Johnson was determined to succeed. One day as a youth, he marched into the Sheldon Jackson School Superintendent's office. When the superintendent asked what Johnson wanted, he replied, "An education." It's no surprise that in 1921, he became the valedictorian of the first graduating class of Sheldon Jackson School. After graduation, Johnson moved to the Midwest to attend Park College in Missouri for 2 years and became ordained as a field evangelist in northern Arizona. In 1925, he married a Navajo woman named Rose and remained in the Southwest for the next 26 years. Sitka was always in his heart, though. He found himself dreaming of his days in Alaska. Finally, he asked his family to move back to Sitka. It was a difficult decision, but Mrs. Johnson concluded, "I know what kind of man you are. You will never be happy making a lot of money. I can always patch the children's clothes." And so, in 1947, they returned to Sitka. Johnson stayed busy as an instructor at Mount Edgecombe High School for the next 20 years, eventually becoming more involved with language revitalization as a Tlingit language and culture instructor at Sheldon Jackson College. He served as president of the Sitka Alaska Native Brotherhood, grand vice president of the Grand Camp A&B, member of the Central Council, and president of the Tlingit Haida Associations. Before his death, Andrew P. Johnson prepared himself in the Tlingit's traditional manner. For in his last few days, he sang for his family the spiritual song of his clan and house, National Anthem. He then lay down to rest and passed from this world to the next on January 8, 1986. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.